HBO's Game of Thrones prequel House of the Dragon debuts its second season on Sunday. NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says the show digs deeper into how a familial civil war laid the groundwork for the popular franchise.
House of the Dragon's second season opens with an earnest explanation of an institution that Game of Thrones fans know well. The Night's Watch, the military order that guards a massive wall along the frozen north end of the Seven Kingdoms.
Through its long tradition, the Night's Watch cultivated its strength from doomed men who had their life as their only possession. This is not a sentence, but an honor.
Moments like this, where viewers see early versions of places and families with pivotal roles 200 years later in the Game of Thrones universe, are the not-so-secret sauces flavoring the most compelling moments in House of the Dragon. It's been a minute since last season, so fans might not remember where the story stands. King Viserys died towards the end of the first season. He had long said his daughter Rhaenyra, played by Emma Darcy, should succeed him as ruler of Westeros. But upon the king's death, his much younger wife misunderstood a story he told on his deathbed. She assumed that he wanted their son, Aegon, crowned king. I know, the biggest problem with House of the Dragon is that it's got too many characters who look the same with similar names. Even the dragons have similar names, which can be very confusing. But one thing is obvious. Aegon, who was crowned king last season, is an impulsive, petty, and not-so-smart ruler. In one moment, he interrupts an important council meeting to insist one of his lords let his son ride on his back.
Is the heir to the throne bothering you, Tyland?
No, not in the least, Your Grace.
Because I think he wants a ride.
Your Grace.
A ride?
A pony ride.
In another, he promises to return sheep taken as a tax on one subject without understanding that his order will create an avalanche of similar requests from others.
Perhaps we could just return his sheep. He came all this way.
If you return one herd of sheep, Your Grace, you'll soon find them all at the foot of your throne expecting the same.
They won't know.
When the king speaks, Your Grace, all hear it.
Even as Aegon's unfitness as a ruler emerges, his supporters and those backing Rhaenyra are trying to convince various lords and families across Westeros to join their cause. The women at the center of this situation are wary of war, but they are also surrounded by men who, through ambition, anger, or sheer stupidity, are eager to plunge into a civil war that fans know will be called the Dance of the Dragons. Caught in the middle are their subjects, epitomized by twin knights Arryk and Eric. Didn't I say there were too many characters with similar names and looks? Anyway, Arryk serves King Aegon and Eric sticks with Rhaenyra. Eric is loyal even after Rhaenyra's uncle Daemon, played by Matt Smith, criticizes the knight, insisting he should have assassinated young King Aegon when he had a chance.
Aegon was in your grasp. You should have killed him yourself.
We swore the same oath to defend the whole of the royal family. So what were we to do when they turned against one another?
In this season, House of the Dragon shows how mounting tension and misunderstanding bring deadly consequences, pushing all involved towards a civil war that many of them don't want, but no one can seem to stop. It's a poignant story that resonates with today's times, if you can sort through all the character names and backstory to keep up with it. I'm Eric Deggans.